The vast majority of people don't have a plan outlining their healthcare wishes should they lack the capacity to express what they want. That's according to research carried out for the charity Safeguarding Ireland. The survey found that just 4% of people have what's called an advanced healthcare plan. Patricia Rickard-Clark is the chairperson of Safeguarding Ireland and she joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
What is an advanced healthcare plan?
Well, it is a document which one writes down their future healthcare decisions you make it while you write down your wishes when you have capacity to take effect in the future, when you may lack capacity to give consent to medical or surgical treatment, medication, or indeed it also may include the refusal of life-sustaining treatment. So a person may be terminally ill, wish to have palliative care rather than prolong their life. It also includes you can make a directive, write down your wishes. You don't necessarily have to appoint anybody, but the Act also provides now that you can appoint what the legislation calls a designated healthcare representative. So you can give them authority to consent on your behalf. Really important that people do consent and their wishes and their rights are protected under this. And when I mentioned legislation, we enacted the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act in 2015. It only was commenced last year in April 2023. So the legislation now provides formally for a person to set out their healthcare wishes in advance. Many people will be aware of an enduring power of attorney where they can set out their wishes, but that only covers a person's finances and property affairs, but it does not include healthcare decisions. So really important that people understand they need to make an advance healthcare directive in order to articulate their will and preference with regard to their healthcare decisions.
Mm-hmm. And if someone hasn't set out their wishes and they become very ill and they're no longer in a position to outline what they want, what happens then?
Well, we do have the HSE consent policy, so doctors will follow that based on what is clinically of benefit to the person. But in many cases, if there are critical and serious issues, for example, the amputation of a limb or something, that's a High Court application. And also, you have many family members in dispute as to what the wishes of the person may be, which is very challenging. Again, that might lead to a court application. And that is very stressful, both for the person themselves and indeed for family. But also it gives rise to huge confusion by medical professionals. So really important, an advanced healthcare directive gives clarity on who has authority to make that decision. And that's really what is important.
How should somebody then go about recording what they would like to happen if they become seriously ill? I mean, do you have to get legal people involved or is it a wee bit simpler than that?
No, two points on that. One, again, in the survey, quite a number, over a third, felt that it was expensive to do so. In fact, you can do it free of charge. So, and where you access where you can get down the template, there are two sources. One is the Decision Support Service website, which is www.decisionsupportservice.ie. And that is the Decision Support Service was set up, the organisation set up to oversee all of these arrangements under the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act. And the other source then is the Irish Hospice Foundation, which is www.thinkahead.ie. So very important. And also you'll find a lot of information on Safeguarding Ireland website, which is safeguardingireland.org, on making an advance healthcare directive. I should also add that on the Decision Support website, there are very detailed guidelines for the person making an advance healthcare directive, for a person who may be asked to be the designated healthcare representative, and indeed for healthcare professionals to understand exactly what to look for. An advance healthcare directive does need to be signed and it does need to be witnessed, but really important to make one.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Patricia Rickard-Clark there, who's chairperson of Safeguarding Ireland.